Three, two.
If this is success, I don't want it.
It's fucking success.
I don't want it working. I don't want to do this anymore. Hello, this is Stephanie.
And I'm Natalie.
This is Cry Now, Smile Later.
Yes. It's been a while since we've recorded anything.
It has. It's been like a year and a half.
I think it's been more than that, actually. I think it's been like 2 years.
We've received all of your fan letters, yes. All of your emails, all of your gifts.
I didn't get any gifts.
Well, moving on. Everybody loves. Everybody misses us, and we missed everybody. We have a special guest today, coming all the way from Cuba.
Literally, I was born and raised here.
Son of Gloria Estefan. Owner of
Godson. Godson of Celia Cruz.
Owner of Portos. Rick Balvin. Oh, that's not your real last name.
Hi, Uncle Rick.
That's Rick.
Tell us who you are.
So my name is Rick. I worked in the radio industry for about 20 plus years.
I didn't know that about you.
You definitely know everything about that.
Tell us what you do now.
I still work in radio, but streaming wise. So yeah, that's what I do for a living.
The 2000.
Wait till the mic gets to your fucking face.
I wish this show had a budget where we had more than one mic.
There's no budget. Zero budget.
Well, now we're talking to, we want to update everybody because we're going to start recording again because we finally got a professional to help us.
Because we were told that the last thing that we recorded was garbage.
Who said that?
We were told it was total trash.
I don't know.
And we've decided to take our show to the next level per your request.
I still want to know about these gifts that you got. And I didn't get.
Rick, I'm going to need us to move on to the next topic. We want to move on. We will talk about aliens in a later episode.
No, let's talk about now.
Okay, fine. Natalie was supposed to tell us her encounter that she's been hiding from me from 15 years.
Approximately 2000, maybe 2001, because my brother was a baby. And we went to this Cuban restaurant that's not here anymore, La Cubana. Do you remember that place?
She's only asking if he remembers it because they're both the only two Cubans in California.
So we went there.
Of course he remembers.
I mean, duh. We went there to eat, and we're eating. And it was great. Everything was great. That place was fucking delicious. And these four men walk in, all dressed exactly the same.
Men in black. Men in black.
Hombres en negro.
Easy.
Wow. So these guys walk in, and they're all wearing dress pants, white button-down shirt, tie, which, fine, okay. Maybe they're Mormons or something,
they were
right?
Gentlemen.
But they all had the same puffy 70s hair. They all had hair. No. They all had... Do you remember the...
Of course I remember. This is an investigation.
No, but do you remember the commercials? The Los 22, 22, 22. That guy?
Yes.
Remember how puffy his hair was?
The Dominguez firm,
do you
Natalie.
Remember how puffy his hair was? All of them had the same hair. One of them was white. The rest were Hispanic.
Or so we believe.
I don't know what that was.
You know,
and they sat
the men
in silence.
Black travel in clan.
They sat in silence.
Of course they did.
And they
Natalie.
Ate.
Of course they
and
sat
I just,
in silence.
That's the closest thing to an alien encounter I've ever had. But it was so weird that I'll never forget.
It's the closest we'll ever get, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you've hid this from me all these years.
I forgot about it until you guys started talking about aliens.
What is your near life experience with aliens, Rick?
Well, recently I went to TJ with you. And I found out that you're an illegal alien.
I think I crossed over just fine. Nobody questioned me.
I didn't get any phone calls from anybody. So exactly. I'm pretty
nobody
sure
called my emergency
pretty
contact.
Pretty sure you were cool.
I haven't had any real encounters with aliens, but I feel that within this group, I'm the one who believes in them the most.
Jesus. Who said it was a competition?
Just saying. When they finally come, I'll be ready. Most people do peace signs and photos because they're trying to be peaceful. I'm doing it as a signal to my real mother and father. I come ready for you to abduct me and take me away from this horrible place.
Hail Bob.
I come in peace. I stay in peace. They're real. They can't not be real. I follow the NASA Hubble. I stay up to date. You laugh, but there's, I've studied the entire geographical timeline and it just doesn't make sense. Okay. So I'm just going to say that it's coming. I don't know when. I can't save you. That's it.
Listen, I have an experience with a UFO once.
Oh my God. Dim the lights.
Turn down the lights.
Move on with your story, sir. We need to hear this.
So I was a young lad. Many years ago.
We're going to need a year, a specific year, so we can locate the time frame in our minds.
Was this turn of the century?
This is probably a turn of the century.
This is coming of age. A coming of age story. Pride and Prejudice-esque.
I have not had pubic hair around the area.
It was very Antoinette times.
Yes. I have not grown any pubic hair. Pubic hair.
To me, you are an alien.
Mom, just cover
based
your ears.
On how well preserved you are.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was kind of a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it. So one time, I was with my mama, mi mami, how the Spaniards say it. I was driving on the 210 freeway passing Eagle Rock.
East or west?
I was going east freeway. Like I said, passing Eagle Rock.
It could be east or west.
That is very true. Well, you know, to our California people, that Southern California people that lives here in Los Angeles, as we were driving down, this is like I said, I was very young.
Was the freeway built at that time? Or was it under construction?
As we were driving, I was with my me mama, and it was like late at night. It was like my mom was only driving. I think she was driving like a Ford Pinto.
Ooh,
yeah. At the time, that was a big deal. As we were driving, there was nobody, like literally nobody on the freeway. So we saw this shiny light, and it was blinding. My mom just gunned, and she's like, "Oh my God." Like, I don't know what it was, but it was blinding.
Was the light coming from above?
Yes, it came from above.
It was not a helicopter.
Because you know when you hear helicopters, like, you actually hear it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't hear anything. It was just a light.
I don't think LED even existed.
LED did not exist at the time. Not one bit. As we were passing, she's panicking. I hear her crying.
Oh, no.
Yelling. And that poor Pinto was giving it all it's got. And I thought we were going to explode. But ever since then, that was like once we passed Eagle Rock, the light went away. As a kid, I was like, no, we'd have internet as pre-internet.
Mm. Oh, no. We assumed.
Yeah. And so we don't look at the
pre-dial-up.
Listen, we're dial-up age. This is where we look at newspapers.
Ooh.
Yeah. We had to get the newspaper delivered to us.
Ooh.
And we did not, we didn't see anything. I was like, and I'm thinking to myself, this is government.
Listen, the government is always behind everything.
You know what's not far from there is JPL.
What is JPL?
A Jet Propulsion Lab. It's like up above Pasadena. It's like this big, right. I don't know what they do. Smart people, science-y, government.
Do you think they were tests? Okay. Okay. Last year, when I was in one of my many adventures, I met somebody who was a actual rocket scientist.
Jesus.
Who actually worked for NASA. You already know that my main reason for getting to know this person was strictly answers. And so I went over to his house and I was like pretending that I was like chill, but I wasn't. I had all these questions. And then I was like, okay, I just want to know, can you just confirm that aliens are real? And he goes, yes, they're real. Spaceships are real. They're in Florida. And he said, the government isn't going to release any information for a few years, but right now we're creating some mock-ups of something that we've
done. You didn't tell me about this.
It was top secret information. I mean, I couldn't just tell you. I didn't feel like you were ready, and you hadn't told me your story about the men in black yet with the puffs. But Anyway, so after that, I was like, thank you, sir. I have received all the information. I walked out of there so fast.
Goodbye.
I ran out of there.
Adieu.
I was like, there's nothing good coming out of Chino Hills. I need to leave. And that's all the confirmation I needed. I was like, I'm going to wait here patiently for my parents and just to be picked up from, like, picking up from school. Okay, I don't have an alien story, but I do have another story that happened to me when I was in junior high, and I had just moved to a white town, and I was brown.
White.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm Mexican.
What?
So, what?
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, there's this thing called, like, cryptids.
Yes.
Okay. There's one cryptid that, maybe it's, I mean, I'm considering it a cryptid. Rick, do you know what cryptids are?
I was in a gang once that was with a cryptid.
No, you definitely don't. Anyway, I was with my friend. Okay, and look, if I didn't have a witness, you guys could say that I was bullshitting, but I have a witness and I can hit her up now. So we were in the driveway, and I think the driveway was like 100 yards long. And then one day, I was with my friend. No, we're just like poor people. It was like a rancho, like little Tijuana. So anyways, we're at one end of the driveway, and then the other end of the driveway, we see two men on the street walking toward each other. And one is a white man and one is a black man, and they look exactly the same, but like the same everything, except one is wearing a white shirt and black pants, and the other one was wearing a black shirt and white pants. It was like a negative print, but it was the exact same person. Mm-hmm. They're walking towards each other, and then they stop right in front of each other, like inches away from each other's faces. And then they both stop. They both slowly stop and turn to look at us. Ugh. These motherfuckers, they did not have a face.
Stop it.
I swear to you, back then my vision was fine. And like, they didn't have a face, and my friend and I just like stood there, just like frozen. And then they slowly turned to look at us, and then they paused, and then they slowly turned to look at each other, and then they kept walking in the opposite direction and past each other. And then she and I just kind of stood there frozen. And I said to her, I was like, did you see that? And she was so scared, and she goes, they didn't have a face. And I was like, oh my God, no, they didn't. They didn't have a fucking face. And we never talked about it, but only to each other, about how we saw these two men that didn't. Like, their face looked like it was just skin pulled over their head.
So gross. I think that could be an alien thing.
It's maybe it could. I know there's a cryptid that's similar to that, but this guy was dressed like he was wearing like bongo pants, like Y2K, fossil, diesel, whatever. It was like, you know, the late 90s.
That made my stomach hurt a little bit.
Can we talk about ghosts?
Sure.
My first experience with a ghost was is theater, and that's in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. They are known to do a Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. And so we were there, and I was working at the radio station at the time, and the guy who I worked with was used to do live broadcasts at real haunted places. Mm-hmm. So that day I was like, oh, you know, the guy's, hey, you know, want to come and help us record the show? I said, sure, not a problem. So I get there, and it's in Hollywood, and it's a movie theater. It's shut down. Like, you drive by, it's completely shut down to this day. But they only open it up a handful of times during Halloween. And so I get there, and they brought these people that are Ghostbusters. And they had this
Zach Baggins.
No, they had these dowsing rods, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Before we started everything, we put all the seats up in the theater. So we put the seats up, and then we started walking, and we started doing the broadcast on the radio show. And then we go downstairs. And downstairs, as you're going downstairs, it smelled like somebody was opening up a fish in front of you. Oof. The smell of fish was so bad.
Jesus.
But the medium person said that that's the ghost that are saying that, hey, get out of here. So we kind of turned back around, and we went back up. And we're like, you know what, let's do this again. So as we're going back down there, yeah, because we didn't learn our lesson the first time. And we go back downstairs, and then it starts smelling like vomit. Like somebody just did vomit right in front of your face. You're smelling it. But we're walking down the stairs. So it's like, what is this? Where is this coming from? It's the ghost. That's doing this. And I was like, no way.
I have a question. Where was the medium? Like, when did the medium come in? Did she live there? Like, how did she just send me there?
So when we do these broadcasts, we have a Ghostbuster and we have like a medium person that's there. So we make sure that we cover all bases. And so that day, we had the paranormal person that, you know, is an expert, has written like 4 or 5 books. And so one of the mediums said, hey, I see 2 people standing and watching us the whole entire time. I'm like, sure, whatever.
Your lights just changed color.
Stop it.
It did not. You're just drunk.
No, look.
No, because the lights are on a timer.
Okay, but it did happen.
Yeah, no, the lights are changing because they're on a timer.
Stop trying to scare me.
It's 10 p.m.
Stop trying to scare me.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive home by myself.
So as we're doing the live broadcast, me and this engineer guy are holding these dowsing rods, and you're holding them, and they're spinning around. And we're like, well, because, you know, I was standing on an angle. And so, of course, they're facing down because, you know, movie theaters are angled down. All of a sudden, I start being very negative. Like, oh, this is horse shit. This isn't it. And just stops in front of the engineer guy. The engineer guy who's on the bottom is facing up. So if the dowsing rods should be automatically facing him, but now it's pointing at me. Out of nowhere, there's a tap on my left shoulder. I look behind me. There's nobody. And I'm just like, dude, why did you tap me? And he's like, I'm not tapping you. I said, you just tap me. He said, no. Okay. That's it. I got spooked out. I was like, I'm out of here. Gone. Of course, I didn't learn my lesson.
Oh, Jesus.
Did not learn my lesson. There's a place in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles. It used to be called the Ambassador Hotel. We do these things called sight checks. And you ever seen The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just imagine that, but in downtown LA. It was crazy. So we're walking through, and this is probably about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're walking down one of the rooms, and we had, keep in mind, we had a medium and a paranormal guy. And
it's a Ghostbuster.
A Ghostbuster. So we ended up walking to a room where the lady says to us, a female and her son died in here. The son died first, and the lady killed herself because I guess she didn't want to live anymore after her son died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we walk into that same room. The place is destroyed, like really bad. And the guy's like, hey, the kid is right next to you.
No, 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 no.
I'm just one of those people like, you know, dude, you're full of shit.
You didn't ask like my left or my right. Like you didn't ask?
No. But then he said, hey, put your hand like right above my right knee. I shit you not. This is probably, it was the middle of the day.
October 31st.
It was still warm during the day, but at night it gets cool. And so just imagine the best way I could describe it is that when you open like the freezer of a refrigerator, you open up and that cold mist comes out. Just imagine that cold mist was still, that was right next to my right leg. That wasn't moving.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there. But the air was electric.
Like,
crazy.
Like zappy? Like,
yes.
Like crackly?
It's kind of like, the best way to say is like, you ever had like a bunch of clothes that are, you forgot to put the,
like staticky.
Yes.
Exactly. The fabric softener.
Now this is thin air and you're moving your hand and you're feeling that static. And so I'm there and I'm.
The child is like, are you my dad? Are
Papa.
You my dad? Papa, Papa. Are we going back to Cuba?
Stop it.
The poor kid died from cancer.
Oh, look at this. How dare you?
He did it. He's like, he died in sleep, too.
No,
edit that. Edit that, please.
No, we're keeping that in. The poor kid died at that hotel.
Oh, my God.
And then after the kid died, the mom took her life.
Oh, my God. I would, too, though. I would be like, I'm devastated if my baby, I just want to go. Football. I mean, if this is the 20s, right? Like the 1920s.
Oh,
I never gave out time, so. anywho.
I'm too good with technology. If they knew he had cancer, it was like at least the 70s.
I mean, apparently she knows more than I do. Or the ghost.
Yeah, definitely.
So we do the live broadcast. On the way out, as we're packing everything up, if I'm looking down the hallway and there's like one light and then it goes into a shadow and into like darkness, and then there's another light about maybe 10 feet away, and then it lights up that little smaller area, and then it goes into darkness. I'm holding these cases full of equipment, and I turn back around, and the little kid pops his head out.
No!
Literally, is the shadow, and you don't see the kid's face, is the shadow of the kid pops his head out.
No. I've had my experiences with shadow people. We know this. Episode 4.
And he pops his head back in. I just shit myself. Like, I'm cold as ice. I'm like white. And I get into the elevator and everybody tells me, he's like, dude, you look like you just saw a ghost. I was like, I just did. I just saw a ghost. The paranormal guy had the biggest heart on. Oh my God, he showed himself to you and this and that. So I'm like, dude, I don't want this.
He's like, you're special.
Yeah.
Chosen one.
Apparently. I was driving home and I was, I had a girlfriend.
He's still driving.
Yeah. Still driving. And I called my girlfriend at the time and I was like, hey, can you please come over? This is probably 11 p.m. at night. I said, please come over. She's like, no, I'm not going to come over because I know what you want to do. I was like, no.
Wait, this... You're supposed to be in love? Like, this is an active girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly. And so I hung up the phone on her. And the
lovingly.
Yes, of course, respectfully. I call my mom, of course.
Mama.
Mommy.
Tengo miedo, mami.
So I tell her what happened. And of course, as a Cuban mom,
she busts that door open with like holy water.
Listen, my mom opened up the Bible and she's reciting me all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's horrible. But I told her, hey, mom, can you sleep next to me, please?
Oh,
the lights on and everything. Next day, my grandma, who was about, at the time was about like early 80s. Mm-hmm. And she's laughing. She's dying. She's dying. It's like she wants to call me a pussy without calling me a pussy. And then she's like, mijo, venga acá, siéntate aquí. Háblame qué pasó. So I tell her everything. And she's laughing. And the only thing she said was, eso te pasa cuando estás jodiendo con la gente que está muerta. That was it.
She's right. Stop fucking with them.
And that was it. Ever since then, I stopped. To this day, I cannot sleep with like the lights completely turned off.
Well, because then the shadow people come out. Listen, we all know that the shadow people are real. We've all had our encounters.
I haven't.
You have a lot to be excited for then. You wait till it's your turn. It's coming. The year isn't over yet.
Your dog's face right now. She's just staring at nothing.
She's like, I am the shadow.
I am the night.
Oh my God, Rick, that's terrifying.
That is pretty terrifying.
How are you today?
I'm still in counseling. I'm still taking medication.
Understandable.
You know, I do have a note just in case on my phone that only a couple people, have.
I mean, listen, we welcome all stories here. There's truth to everything. I think you can't discredit anybody's story because you weren't there, even as ridiculous as it sounds sometimes. Not that yours was ridiculous.
Unless it's like a QAnon story, then fuck you.
Right. Which, again, this isn't a political show, but we all know the truths of what is real.
Are we talking politics now?
No, we're not going there.
Sorry. We will just say that we still do not go to IHOP to this day, but we're not going to.
Wait, what happened to IHOP?
Well, we know what happened to IHOP. This was a great episode. It was an update episode, but we haven't updated you on anything except
that
we're
quick update.
Okay. Go.
I don't remember what happened last time we released an episode, but I was probably jobless and I have a job now. So
it was a lot of fun.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, your baking is amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Everything is great.
Thanks very much.
I have a lot of updates, but let's just say that I'm still an angel and everybody at work hates me still. So
Wow.
Rick, you're a VIP member of today's episode.
Friend of the podcast, Rick.
I do have an update.
Oh.
I do have an update.
Oh, that was great.
I'm learning French.
Oh, that's right.
Time to take this mic back.
Thank you. Or shall I say, merci.
I'm deleting that fucking app off your phone. You're not learning French anymore.
Yeah. Rosetta Stone, fuck that.
You're done.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah. I'm going to make some... I'm going to take you to go get some freedom fries.
No.
Those of us that are well-traveled understand.
All of a sudden, someone gets a green card and they can fucking travel around the world. Wow.
Tijuana is just next door. You don't need to go far. You just need to go.
Let me tell you about this Stephanie singing over here. If you ever heard like a train derails and people are crying and yelling,
wow,
it's exactly that same.
Start hearing your voice. You haven't heard her. She sounds like an angel.
What type of angel? Like a dark angel? That's exactly what it sounds like. Remember, the devil was an angel once.
That's fine.
I sleep like an angel. I sing like an angel. You just haven't heard the real me, and you haven't given me a chance to express myself.
Well,
and that concludes this episode of the podcast. I didn't even update you guys because Rick took all my time.
Well, if anybody feels bad for me, you can
Venmo us.
You can Venmo me. I'm N Dominguez 8. The profile picture is of a cat.
In person, you look so suspicious right now.
Please help me.
Send me Cash App. Send me Cash App because that's what thoughts are doing.
Oddly nervous.
Oh, Christ almighty.
We're going to be recording more episodes. This was just like...
Aren't you lucky, everybody? Like
hello, we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
See, that was my real voice.
That was beautiful.
That was nowhere near it. And if you want me to be part of the podcast, please let them know.
Please vote no. Bye.
Bye.